The lane flattened out. The headless man would catch her on the flat. She didn't know what would happen after that, but she was sure it would be unpleasantly short. Flakes of snow dropped on her as she passed under the trees, and she decided to make a run for it. She might reach the village. She was good at running. But if she got there, then what? She'd never reach a door in time, and people would shout and run about. The dark horseman didn't look like someone who'd take much notice of that. No, she had to deal with it. If only she'd brought the frying pan.
"Here, wee hag, stan it ye still right noo?"
She stared up. A tiny blue man had poked his head up out of the snow on top of the hedge.
"There's a headless horseman after me," she shouted. "He'll no make it any. Stand ye still, look him in the eye."
"He hasn't got any eyes."
"Crivens, are ye a hag or no? Look him in the eyes, he hasn't got."
The blue man disappeared into the snow. Tiffany turned round. The horseman was trotting under the trees now, his horse more certain as the ground levelled. He had a sword in his hand, and he was looking at her with the eyes he didn't have. There was the breathy noise again, not good to hear. "The little men are watching me," she thought. "I can't run. Granny Aching wouldn't have run from a thing with no head." She folded her arms and glared. The horseman stopped as if puzzled, and then urged the horse forward. A blue and red shape, larger than the other little men, dropped out of the trees. He landed on the horse's head between its eyes and grabbed an ear in both hands. Tiffany heard the man shout,
"Here's a face for dandruff for ye, you bogled. Courtesy of the big yan."
And then the man hit the horse between the eyes with his head. To her amazement, the horse staggered sideways.
"All right," shouted the tiny fighter. "Big toughy is ye. Once more we're feeling."
This time the horse danced uneasily the other way, and then its back legs slid from under it, and it collapsed in the snow. Little blue men erupted from the hedge. The horseman, trying to get to his feet, disappeared under a blue and red storm of screaming creatures and vanished. The snow vanished. The horse vanished. The blue men, for a moment, were in a pile on the hot, dusty road. One of them said,
"Oh, Crivens, I kicked myself in my own head."
And then they too vanished. But for a moment, Tiffany saw blue and red blurs disappearing into the hedge. Then the skylarks were back. The hedges were green and full of flowers. Not a twig was broken, not a flower disturbed. The sky was blue, with no flashes of diamond. Tiffany looked down. On the toes of her boots, snow was melting. She was strangely glad about that. It meant that what had just happened was magical, not madness. Because, if she closed her eyes, she could still hear the wheezy breathing of the headless man. What she needed right now was people and ordinary things happening. But more than anything else, she wanted answers. Actually, what she wanted more than anything else was not to hear the wheezy breathing when she shut her eyes. The tents had gone. Except for a few pieces of broken chalk, apple cores, some stamped-down grass, and, alas, a few chicken feathers, there was nothing at all to show that the teachers had ever been there. A small voice said, "Psst." She looked down. A toad crept out from under a dock leaf.
"Miss Tick said you'd be back," it said. "I expect there are some things you need to know, right?"
"Everything," said Tiffany. "We're swamped with tiny men. I can't understand half of what they say. They keep calling me a hag."
"Ah, yes," said the toad. "You've got Knack Mac Feagles."
"It snowed and then it hadn't. I was chased by a horseman with no head. And one of the... what did you say they were?"
"Knack Mac Feagles," said the toad. "Also known as Pixies. They call themselves the Wee Free Men.
Well, one of them head-butted the horse. It fell over. It was a huge horse, too."
"Ah, that sounds like a feagle," said the toad.
"I gave them some milk and they tipped it over."
"You gave the Knack Mac Feagles milk?"
"Well, you said they're pixies."
"Not pixies, pixies. They certainly don't drink milk."
"Are they from the same place as Jenny?" Tiffany demanded.
"No, they're rebels," said the toad.
"Rebels against who?"
"Everyone. Anything," said the toad. "Now pick me up."